Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America on the great Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are iHeart, TuneIn Radio. TuneIn, iHeart Radio along the way, and Smart Radios. I got a mouthful here as we roll into a Thursday edition into Friday in the overnight as we talk the world of sports. Marty Terrell, Daniel Ogden along the way. He's back in the Bay Area, San Francisco, 300 Broadway, as we are going to roll into the world of sports with Russell Wilson maybe on the cusp of signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. How does that going to play with Kenny Pickett? That's going to be interesting to see. Does the question I ask almost rhetorically, does Russell Wilson have a bounce year back in him? I mean, 11-19 in a couple of years in Denver, which is an unmitigated disaster. It just didn't work. You had Hackett, you had the coaching situation, then you bring in, Peyton. It was dysfunctional. I'm not a huge Russell Wilson guy. I never respected him because he should have had the intestinal fortitude or the sack when Pete Carroll or the offensive coordinator phoned in that pass play at the goal line in Glendale against the Patriots. I would have respected Russell Wilson a whole lot if he got in the huddle and said, hey, look, the dope offensive coordinator just called a pass play. Hey, beast mode, I'm going to shove this ball right in your fat gut, and you need to gain a yard, and we're going to be Super Bowl champions. Then Russell Wilson would be my all-time, favorite and gutsiest quarterback of all time. But instead, he threw the pick herd around the world and had fitted for goat horns. Now, they won the Super Bowl back when they smoked Denver 43-8 in the Meadowlands back in 2013. So I'll give them that. We'll start there. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, July 20th in Dallas. I would go to that. I would absolutely go and pay to see this. What is wrong with me? It's something about Tyson. I couldn't pay. I don't know. I know who Chris Paul is. I don't know who Jake Paul is. That's why I have people like Dom and Daniel Ogden and Bailey Peck to keep me straight. All right. We'll delve into that. We'll start with Russell Wilson, and we'll clean out the sports closet of our minds here on the Thursday into a Friday. Coming back on Overnight.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Total by Verizon is wireless that goes all in for you. That means unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, priced by us at $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. And as always, no contracts. Sounds pretty hard to beat, but all in is all in. So we added international calling to fill the year with more, hey girl, because it can't be total unless it's all in. Find a store and exclusive deals at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate with auto pay discount beginning the month after you enroll, plus taxes and fees. Additional restrictions apply. See website for data management practices and full terms.
All right, Innovative Wellness, our title sponsor. Welcome aboard on a Thursday into a Friday. Marty Terrell, Daniel Ogden, and Dom on vacation. Daniel being on a Friday, too. Bailey will be back with us on Saturday night on the weekend program. So we got a busy weekend, a lot to get to. I love this time of year, man. We're rolling into March. We really are. I mean, NFL draft right around the corner. You know, we had cut down. I mean, we had, you know, official start of the season on Wednesday. So cuts galore. Teams getting cap friendly, getting ready for free agency, and away we go. Jalen Johnson, quarterback Bears, he's in the fold. He got $76 million, about 44, just shy of $44 million guaranteed. Former Utah Ute, good player, 4 picks last year, Bears. But the big question in Chicago is, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with Justin Fields? And I, boy, did I have a lot of people this week. Oh man, it'll be done by, you know. Oh, you won't go on the air. You will not go on the air this weekend without Justin Fields and that situation being resolved. We'll see. I don't know. I think they're torn. I would take a pass on Caleb Williams. I'd take Marvin Harrison Jr. I'd have the gun. I want the best player in the draft. He's the best football player in the draft. I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to have. If he's healthy, he's always going to throw that caveat in there. If he stays healthy, he's going to have a dozen years, and he's going to have you know, 130 catches some year. He's going to do 120 as a rookie. You'll probably do something like 90. I think he's going to have a breakout rookie campaign. I just do. He's going to be great. But the caveat, of course, is what? The health. You just don't know. And, you know, the supporting cast. But he's got DJ Moore there. I would trust Fields. But look, at these general managers are scared of their own shadow. They're just so afraid. Because, you know, you could be the guy in Carolina who took Bryce Young. I mean, but, you know, here again. The jury is still out on Bryce Young, but the jury may never come back. They may stay sequestered forever. Do you know why? Because the Panthers have a chance to suck for the next 10 years. I know it's cyclical, and we've seen some really bad franchises get good in a lot of different sports, but there's also franchises that are perennial bottom feeders. The LA Clippers were like that for years. They still haven't won anything. It's just the way it is, and Carolina is going to stink, and they got a dopey owner, David Tepin. Who, you know, who gets hammered in his box, and then, you know, he gets pissed off at the fans, and he dumps gin and tonics on people and thinks that's cool. So I mean, it's just this. There's no rhyme or reason to it. But I really do go with the idea that no matter how great a player is, except for maybe a left tackle, because a left tackle's gonna block whoever's in front of him. And you need that. You need that. You need that blindside quarterback for a right-handed throwing quarterback. You got to have. You got to have a great left tackle. No one wins big without one. And if you can name a team that has, let me know. 800-878-PLAY. I'd even put that call on the air. Name a team. I mean, you can't. 800-878-PLAY. You can't. I mean, I throw it out in the you know, the text world, and people, you know, you just can't do it. So you need that. I digress. But I really want to lead with Russell Wilson and bring in my buddy Daniel Ogden here. He's not a Russell Wilson guy. But I'm gonna go a little bit different here. I'm not trying to be a contrarian, but I think Russell Wilson might have a bounce year. And by that I mean, Daniel, he might just have a year where, look at his manhood, his professional capabilities are in jeopardy here, are being questioned. He's washed up. Right situation with the right receiving core in the right situation, I could see Russell Wilson signing with Pittsburgh and actually being relevant. And by the way, amid a backdrop of being a very, very tough division. Baltimore, Cincy, Cleveland, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I could see a situation where Russell Wilson says, I'll show you 11-19 at Denver. That wasn't me. I think the Denver thing was just a disaster from the get-go. It was the wrong place at the wrong time. It was a horrible trade. It just didn't fit. But I think at Pittsburgh he could be expected relatively certain to improve off Denver, which is not saying much. But I think he could have a bounce year in a positive way in Pittsburgh. Let's get him in here. Daniel, I'm dying to hear what you have to say, because you have admitted in the past, and I'm sure you'll confirm it, you're not a big Russell Wilson guy. Never were. Let's hear.
Definitely not a big Russell Wilson guy. With Pittsburgh, I wouldn't say that I think he's necessarily going to have a successful year. Maybe better than what he's had. But it just seems like a weird direction for them. You know, you're going to overstep Pickett, so I guess you're giving up on him. Are you going to draft somebody else and then maybe leave Wilson as a placeholder? Now they're mainly, you know, the last point, I mean, basically since Roethlisberger has been gone, they haven't had a quarterback. And even the last year or two that he was there, he was hurt half the time, or, you know, wasn't, I guess, you know, what you would call Big Ben, back in the day. So it's not like they've had a great quarterback anyway, and they've still sort of managed to tread water and fight for playoff, spots almost every single year. Tomlin's never had a losing season. So, you know, I guess for him it maybe would be considered a bounce back to just have a normal season or like a regular season, which I could see him having, but I don't see him drastically succeeding really no matter where he goes.
And I don't know if I agree. It would be hard to get Pickett to swallow this with not thinking that they're aborting him entirely. But I think they could facilitate it to where Pickett is just kind of eased, and they just, I think it takes a lot of communication, and I think you got to be honest with Pickett. He may never see the light of day in Pittsburgh, but you made it sound like if they even go with Russell Wilson for next year in 2024, you think that's the end of Pickett in Pittsburgh, huh? That's interesting. I don't necessarily feel that way. Let me hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I think, at that point, it sounds like they wouldn't pick up his option in the offseason next year. And, if he's going to get benched, I just don't see that happening. And then he would be a free agent, or they could try to trade him and, maybe essentially kind of do what the Niners did with Trey Lance. I just don't think it's a great look or message to him to bench him again and then keep him on the team. I just don't know that necessarily breeds itself to positive vibes in the locker room, which, you know, and I'll mention Trey Lance again, but that's why they got rid of Trey Lance, not because I don't think that they thought, you know, he could maybe grow into something, but I think
They just decided it's, you know, if we're going to go with Brock Purdy, then, you know, we can't really have both of them on the same team. You know, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I just, I don't necessarily see them keeping him happy with benching him at the same time.
You know, and what's interesting is these quarterbacks, man, I'm telling you, it is, it's an inexact science, Blake. I mean, I called you Blake, Daniel. It is absolutely a inexact science. I mean, Caleb Williams, you hear people say, you know, he can't miss. The comparisons to Mahomes, which is just so stupid and so topical because Mahomes is the apple of everybody's NFL quarterbacking eye right now. But I'm just amazed how many third rounders, sixth rounders, you know, the Brady situation. We've seen it. Russell Wilson was picked in the third round. We could go on and on and on the number of these quarterbacks that just, I mean, let me ask you before we go to break. What chance do you think Bryce Young has to be a legitimate 7-8 year professional starter in the National Football League? Bryce Young, Carolina. Let's hear real quick.
I would say very low, considering he still have – they've basically done nothing to put anything around him to help him in
nothing.
Any capacity whatsoever.
Nothing.
And that's not just his fault. I think a lot of it is blame should be put on Carolina. But he does have that new coach who's supposed to be the quarterback whisperer, brought Baker Mayfield back, et cetera. So, you know, who knows? But I would say 50% or lower at this point.
All right, lots to get to. The madness of March is underway in college basketball. We got Mike Tyson, Netflix, Jake Paul, Tyson down at Jerry's World in Dallas in the middle of the summer. We'll take a look at that. Innovative Wellness. Elevate your wellness at innovativewellness.center. Check them out. We'll tell you more on why I go there, and the results have been absolutely phenomenal. I'm Marty Terrell coming back on Sports Byline.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home.
we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
All right, talking the world of sports here, Thursday night into a Friday morning on the overnight here. Marty Terrell along the way. Don't forget, we got scores, analysis, news top of the hour throughout the night. We got it. And some good hoops tonight. We'll get into that a little bit later on and what we're streaming, what we're screaming about in the world of sports tonight. It's not horrible. We're going to get Miami tonight early. Let me get the slate out if I could. But we got Denver and the Celtics a little bit. You know what? I gotta just poke Daniel here. Daniel, did you watch the Celtics Warriors last Sunday? By the way,
I did, and then it was bizarre. It was bizarre to turn on the Warriors last night and watch them do the same thing to Milwaukee, essentially.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
The NBA is so unpredictable, but predictably unpredictable because you know it's just bizarre. And the way the schedules are anymore, because, the NBA and Adam Silver, the commissioner, feel like they're going to save money. Like we've seen, Boston and Orlando play like two-game series. Last year, the Celtics went down to Orlando and played two down there. They do bizarre things. And then it drives me nuts, but I won't get on my soapbox about, the superstar players who and the Lakers, it all started too. The Lakers are guilty of it. Golden State's been guilty of it. Even Boston's been. They're all guilty of it. But it all started with Popovich down in San Antonio, giving these divas, rest. I mean, my God. I mean, really? Rest? I mean, come on. But, that's for another day. I've railed about that for years. But anyhow, let me get you to NBA. So we got Miami-Dallas tonight. I mean, I could swallow that a little bit, but I'm pumped up for Celtics-Nuggets late. We shall see. And then the Celtics will continue their road sojourn in Utah, Portland and Phoenix, where Devin Booker hasn't played, but the other night Phoenix had a nice win without Booker, and then they got picked off last night. So it's the way the NBA is right now. I mean, Cleveland beats Boston the other night when Dean Wade, out of Kansas State, a five-year veteran, I'd never heard of the guy, and I consider myself pretty at least quasi up to speed on the Big 12 when he was there, and I still do, but I don't remember the guy. I just don't. But anyways, he outscored the Celtics 20-17 in the fourth, and they found a way to win. Then they lose to Atlanta last night. So, the back end of back and back-to-backs is usually, I don't care how good you are, it's a grind in the NBA. There's no doubt about that. All right, let's get to I don't know where to start. You know what I'll do? I'll save the Tyson thing for a little bit later on. I'll go a little college hoops here. Here's where I want to start. We've said it. I've said it a million times. The quirky Final Four. Listen, UConn is hitting their stride right now, folks. I mean, Connecticut is hitting their stride right now, and I wish something would happen to where Shaka Smart could shake up Marquette, because they're all over the place. That team, one night, the Golden Eagles look like they're a definite national championship contender. The next night they don't. The problem is they haven't had Kolick, and I didn't watch it. I was out last night, and I don't know if the kid from North Smithfield, Rhode Island, and how a kid from North Smithfield, Rhode Island ends up in Milwaukee playing for Marquette is beyond me. But yeah, he didn't play. So last night Marquette had Igodoro back, which is good. He's a nice player, big kid. Joplin was decent. Jones, the guard, who's getting more minutes. Cam Jones, he is not a bad player either. A kid out of Memphis. So, listen, that Marquette team, we'll see. I mean, I'll give him a little bit of a pass with no Kolick. When he comes back, we shall see. Big East tournament, we look to be there in New York next week. I think it's really about three teams. St. John's, Marquette needs to get healthy and get Kolick back. and I think Creighton. Because I don't Do I think Connecticut's going to get beat? No, but I think they're going to be in the final. If they do lose, it'll be in the final. But Connecticut's going to be a one seed, and I don't expect them. Nor is Dan Hurley going to go back to his metropolitan New York City roots and have Connecticut look bad. I don't just see that. But, I mean, St. John's is going into that tournament with Rick Pitino, and now the fact that St. John's is relevant, and that's, you know, that's their quasi-home court. I mean, they play a lot of games in Madison Square Garden. But the one team that I'm just really starting to really take an interest in and start, and this is just a great time of year. I mean, I got into it for the entire year, but I really have stepped it up. And you do, once the Super Bowl gets, you know, tucked away and finalized, I immediately turn to the college buckets. And this Creighton team, and I would love to see it. You know, you've got Greg McDermott. We know his kid, Dougie McBuckets, who was a two-time National Player of the Year. I mean, that's hard to do. And his pro career, look, he's played everywhere. I mean, he has been an absolute NBA vagabond. But it's a nice family. Greg McDermott, listen, Northern Iowa, he started up in the Dakotas. He played, I think, at Wayne State over in Nebraska. He's been one of these coaches that has just grabbed the lunch pail, put on the hard hat, and gone to work every day. He's a hell of a nice guy, and I root like heck for him. I love this Creighton team. I do. They just remind me of Butler when Butler was making their runs. They remind me a lot of the old St. John's teams. You know, small school, relatively speaking, but I like this team. They have the big guy in, what, Kalkenbrenner. The guard play with Ashworth has been good. They're an interesting team. They really are. Then they got the lefty, the kid who I don't know where they got him from. He came out of, I don't know. It was, and I'll get to it at some point here. If we get to New York in that Big East tournament, I just think it's about those three teams, Marquette, Creighton, St. John's, because I think Connecticut will take care of business. But Villanova's not any good. I mean, Kyle Neptune, I don't think he's going to make it. And that's a hard, you know, those are hard shoes to fill. You know, I mean, Jay Wright did a hell of a job. And, you know, he saw the handwriting on the wall. And Jay Wright's done a great job the last couple of years of television. But he saw what happened. I'm not saying he tanked and purposely left the cupboard bare. But when Jay Wright exited stage left at Villanova in Philly, there wasn't much left. And they're struggling. Ed Cooley's got a really tough job ahead of him at Georgetown. Providence, I like Kim English. I like the Friars for you East Coast people. They're on the bubble right now. Lenardi's got them one of the first four out. So you know what? Maybe I got to throw Providence into that mix. So Providence, St. John's, Marquette, Creighton. You know, those are some teams to look at. And, of course, St. John's. So that Big East tournament's got a lot of juice. It really does. And then, you know, we're going to hit the Big 12. And now let's start there. And by the way, Connecticut, impressive last night. But no Kolek, so I'm putting an asterisk next to that. Now let's get to the Big 12. And you've got departing Texas and Oklahoma. Texas, I thought the other night, embarrassed themselves in the second half against Baylor. I know it's on the road, but you got an 8-point lead, 48-40 at the half. And, you know, come on. You don't show up for the second half. Texas isn't going anywhere. Oklahoma is, you know, look, Porter Mosier, nice job. Missouri Valley Conference coach, we all know the Loyola Chicago stuff from a few years back, great. Oklahoma may be questioning that hire if he has a bum year in their inaugural season in the Southeastern Conference. So Porter Mosier, he's going to have a very short honeymoon period there in Norman, Oklahoma. But now we get to the task at hand in that Big 12 tournament, and I don't know about Houston. I don't know how motivated they're going to be. I mean, they're going to get a bye. They're going to sit around. I think they win a game or two. We'll see. Does Kelvin Sampson get his team ultra pumped up and say, let's go down, you know, let's go cut down the nets in Kansas City at the Sprint Center? My feeling on conference tournaments are I like them at the mid-major level. The major conference level, I just don't. I think coaches purposely not tank and try to lose, but they if they've got something to go down there or go to wherever they're going in their conference tournament, if they have a sense of urgency and they need to win a couple of games, then I like the team's chances. But if they don't, Houston's not falling off the one line. It is not. And Cryer and Shedd, those guards and that team, and I've said it a million times, I love the Roberts kid along the baseline. They're a deep team. They are a unbelievable smash mouth. They'll get into your grill. They will physically manhandle you. Well, guess what? That has a downside. That takes a toll. So I think Houston might get picked off in a wacky, weird game, and it'll be a night where they come out and they're just not into it. They don't shoot well, and they're not a good comeback team. The way to beat Houston, and we've seen a couple teams do it, not many, but the way to beat Houston is get them down. You know, get them down. And I'm just – I don't think they'll get there. Now, that being said, you know, they'll be cutting down the net Saturday night in Kansas City, next Saturday night, a week from this Saturday. So we shall see. Iowa State last night, I mean, they showed us some more glaring problems. But here's what we know about Iowa State. They were down 14 and came roaring back. They did not particularly defend well. They don't make free throws. And you got to contextualize that. Down the stretch, they missed field goals. And all I know is BYU went over 4 minutes without scoring a point and still only lost by five, and there was garbage points at the end. The last 4 minutes of that basketball game at Hilton Coliseum at Ames, Iowa last night set back college basketball. It was putrid. It was horrible. But tonight, we're going to focus on the Pac-12, and there's one game that I'm going to be locked and loaded, and that's UCLA, and Mick Cronin's got a horrible team. But that Tommy Lloyd in Arizona, I've been all over them, and they're kind of my sneaky team to find their way and maybe win a national championship right there in Glendale, Arizona. How about that? At State Farms, at the Dome out there. All right, we come back. Lots to get to. We'll bring Daniel back into the fold. Tyson, Jake Paul, news and notes, cleaning out the sports closet of my mind. Thursday into a Friday here. Sports Overnight on Sports Byline. Keep it here.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
All right, a little special note here as we roll in towards the weekend. We have Omar Vizquel, our baseball insider, going to join us, 11-time Gold Glove Award winner. He is still talking a lot of media people about his Hall of Fame candidacy. We want to see him get in. He's also doing baseball clinics and reaching out to a lot of organizations and looking to be a role model to children by helping communities. He's doing this not only in the United States, but Venezuela and other countries as well. So Omar Vizquel will join us. And this portion of the show, as always, our title sponsorship with Innovative Wellness. Now, I direct this to your attention. If you're a neuropathy sufferer like I am, I have gone now to 4 shockwave therapy. And that it's intimidating to hear shockwave, maybe to some. But let me tell you something. It's really interesting on what they do, and I don't have enough time to get into it, but what I want you to do is get on the website. If you're a neuropathy specific sufferer, I want to focus on that, because it's something where it's diabetic neuropathy, sometimes it's from a sports injury, sometimes it's from, dare I say, an automobile accident where you've had an injury in your spine area or your lower back can trigger it. I'm not diabetic, so I don't have diabetic neuropathy. What I have is numbness, and some people say I'm, you know, numb in the head. But anyways, all kidding aside, Andrew Steiger, you hear us talk about Christy Steiger. Andrew Steiger has got a hold of me, and our weekly sessions are just awesome. I walked out of there today with, again, I would say from where my baseline of where I was to where I am right now, it's been about over a 50% improvement. I'm stunned. And I'm not paid to say that. I just don't. I don't have an upside in other than to tell you, and the reason why I bring it, and it seems like I got a chip on my shoulder, but what I see on Facebook and other social media outlets with these $49 introductory offers, and they're gonna reverse it. It's, first of all, it's $49 when you walk in the door, and it's about $6,000 when you walk out of there. And so all I'm telling you is, I'm not going to knock anybody else, but I'm telling you right now to go to Innovative Wellness Center's website at innovativewellness.center and explore. That's all you want. And the first consultation is at a greatly reduced price. So, and anytime you say, well, a free consultation, I have another feeling on that. You get what you pay for. Innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, Clive, Iowa. They're getting people from out of state. The results is what it's all about. That's the bottom line. Whatever you pay, you pay. But do you get results? And if you don't get results, it doesn't matter what you pay, because you're still dealing with the neuropathy problem. All right, let's get Daniel back in here. You know, I used to get really down on these, you know, when George Foreman was fighting forever, Larry Holmes was fighting forever, Evander Holyfield was fighting. Tyson's now jumping in at 58. He hasn't really boxed in a while. I mean, he had a couple of bouts. His last two, he got knocked out, in 2005? There's something about Tyson and Jake Paul on July 20th down at AT&T Stadium, a.k.a. Jerry's World, in the Metroplex of Dallas. I'm into this one, Daniel. I don't know who Jake Paul is other than what I've read. I know who Tyson is, and if he's in shape, I'm okay with this. If Netflix signed the deal, I think they're going to make a boatload of money on it. I'm a Netflix fan. I don't know who Jake Paul is. This is why I bring you young cats in there to balance it out. Let's hear Jake Paul, July 20th, Mike Tyson. In, out, and tell me about it, and then specifically tell me about Jake Paul. Let's hear.
All right, so to start, Jake Paul is to sum it up, you know, sort of in layman's terms, he's an example of the reason that you know, younger children today kind of believe, oh, they can just like be a YouTuber and make a bunch of money. You know, he's one of the few that have turned that into, you know, essentially a massive career. He decided he wanted to box. He's boxed some credible MMA fighters that aren't really boxers. So you can't completely discount, you know, his wins, so to speak. But he did lose to Tyson Fury's brother, who's a professional boxer. It was kind of the first professional boxer that he fought. He lost to him. The thing I'll kind of use as a I'll kind of use Pedro's description of Jake Paul, because you know Pedro on Sports Byline Saturdays and Sundays, by the way, 11 a.m. Ring Talk is a boxing show. He likes Jake Paul for the fact that almost everybody on his undercards get paid. You know, massive paydays. Amanda Serrano, who's considered, you know, one of, if not the best women boxer in the world, has been fighting on his undercards. She's making more money than she ever made in her career. And so, you know, he's a big proponent of, not necessarily that he believes he's a phenomenal boxer, but he's gone about, you know, getting people on his undercards paid the right way, you know, kind of counter the organizations like the UFC, et cetera, that don't necessarily care about paying their fighters.
Correct. And especially if you're not if you're on the undercard, you're getting crumbs. I mean, you're exactly right about that. You're exactly right. What I want to know is, what, away from the boxing, what makes Jake Paul so powerful on as an influencer on the web? What's he doing? What is he doing that just draws people in? I don't get it.
I don't either. But I'm also, you know, I don't, the type of person that doesn't understand why people pay to watch other people play video games when you could just play video games yourself. So maybe I'm not in the young crowd as much of in the young crowd as you think I am.
Right. But if you had to guess surmise or guess why Jake Paul is such a phenomenon on the web, what would you surmise? What would you guess?
Well, I think he made a couple videos that like prank type videos and things like that sort of went viral, as the youngins would say.
Right.
And he sort of became, you know, a recognized figure. You know, he's known for him and his brother, who, his brother actually is pretty entertaining in the WWE. He can do some good acrobatic moves, and he kind of flies around Logan Paul. You know, they're known for doing things like showing up to press conferences wearing a necklace with a Charizard card.
Those
types of things. And, you know, he sort of beats to the, you know, his own drum, I guess, or, you know, I didn't necessarily say that correctly, but marches to the beat of his own drum, you know.
But it's true though. Yeah. I mean, they're doing something, and it's weird because once it catches on, it's amazing. It just is amazing. I'm blown away by that. I really am. And so, yeah, I'm older, but I want to understand. And what I'm learning to understand is, it's almost impossible to predict. It just is. And who's hot and who's not and how they got there oftentimes is so far beyond not reality, but just anything you could possibly anticipate. It's crazy. And you know what's interesting? The guy's a boxer. I mean, the guy can fight. So, I mean, this is interesting. But do you have any problem? You know, I mean, I don't, because I just think that we have an appetite for this. Netflix, Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, I think is going to be a home run. Not only on-site ticket sales in Dallas at Jerry's World, I think it's going to be heavily viewed on Netflix. What's your gut tell you?
Well, yeah. So is it, if you just have Netflix, you can watch it, or do you have to order it? Do you know?
I'm assuming that if you're a Netflix subscriber, it's a fair question.
Yeah.
But I'm a Netflix subscriber. Now, that's interesting you say that. Because if it's part of my Netflix deal,
yes,
I'm in.
100%, I agree. But if I'm not paying extra, yeah.
I'm not paying extra. I'm sorry, I'm not doing it.
No, I agree.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm just not. Now, I have fallen. I'm going to say a fallen victim. But, you know, we're talking to some people about doing some UFC and some MMA stuff. I bought the card one night back last fall. But, I think it cost me $79 or $99, bucks, and it was a mistake.
What do you remember what card it was?
Something $299.
I mean, was it UFC? Well, I feel like UFC $299 is...
Well, I can tell you where it was. Well, let me ask you something.
All right. Because I do watch UFC pretty regularly.
No, and I don't mind it.
Yeah.
But we were talking to a client at the time who was really into it, and I wanted to... He said, you got to watch this. It was at Madison Square Garden in New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's the one
Which one did I see?
I don't remember off the top of my head, but I remember being at Madison Square Garden. So
Fury was involved. Tyson Fury, do I have the name right?
Well, Tyson Fury is a boxer, so he wouldn't have been involved in UFC.
Okay, so then I don't know. Maybe I bought two. I don't know. I definitely, but this was UFC. There was the UFC. And the thing that stunned me was there were women fight. The undercard had women. There was probably 8 to 10 undercard bouts. It was Madison Square Garden in New York City. And
Okay. Was it
October
UFC
or November?
Was it UFC 295? Pereira, Alex Pereira was the main event.
There you go. That's the one. That's the one.
Okay.
That's the one.
I can't say that was a phenomenal card to have watched. Tom Aspinall was on that card.
He was.
He's a kind of a young up and coming guy. So is Benoit St. Denis. But there's
Aspinall,
not.
I think Aspinall won that night. If
he
I
did.
Memory serves,
he did,
yep,
and
he won.
And
that
I think
night.
He won like a interim title. I want to say because the guy was hurt, and then Pereira. That guy is a beast. That guy's a monster. But you know, I'm still, even as a fan, I am not into paying for the UFCs. You know, if
so, how do you follow it then, Dan? How do you follow it if you don't pay for it? To me, I agree with you. I mean, I won't do it again unless I get sucked into a really. If it gets hyped and you know everybody's doing it, then I'm sticking around. You know, I'm very influenced. Where the masses go big, I follow. I'm a FOMO. I'm the fear of missing out type of guy. I really am. I admit it.
So,
but I want to ask you.
So,
how do you follow it?
So there's a couple different ways. You know, if you can get some buddies together where you're only pitching in like $10, that's not bad. Instead of paying the entire time, you know, the entire thing yourself. If it's a big fight, Buffalo Wild Wings and Hooters both show the cards.
Okay.
So
really?
You know, go have some beers, head out. And then there's also the age-old, you know, if you have some binoculars laying around, you look through your neighbor's window and...
There's Daniel Ogden out there. Hey, Gladys, move your head. I got to wait.
Hey, excuse me. Yes, you're in my way.
I don't know. excuse me. That made me laugh. I don't know. We'll see. But back to Tyson... I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to watch. In fact, I might even want to go. July 20th, why not? We got some people down in Dallas we know. We could turn that into a decent weekend. We shall see. All right, we're coming back. Innovative Wellness. Don't forget, neuropathy, address it and do it today. InnovativeWellness.center. Coming right back. Don't go away. On Sports Overnight.
We'll be right back. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All right, down the home stretch we go. Down the stretch they go. Indeed. Yeah, we got Miami, Dallas. I love TNT Thursday nights. I do. No meetings, no nothing. No nothing. This is kickback, enjoy Thursday night into Friday. Get a good night's sleep. And NBA, Dallas and Miami early, Celtics and Nuggets late. And then you get Barkley. You get Kenny the Jet. You get Shaq and Ernie. It's a great studio show, folks. It really is. I tell you, of all the studio shows, I swear to God. And, you know, I'm going to give them a little plug because I love Barkley's and Gail King. On Wednesday nights on CNN? Now, I haven't watched that a ton, but the ones I've seen, I don't know. There's something about Barkley. I mean, I love the guy. And I'm reading his book right now, and I got about 15 other books that everybody's recommending, and I appreciate it. And keep them coming, by the way. Keep them coming. I love book recommendations. Buddy of mine, well, Randy Byrne, you hear it. We talk, you know, Vanguard Utility Partners turned me on to an author tonight, picked up a couple of those books. Easy reads, too, but he wasn't kidding, man. Those are easy reads, so that'll be a good one. We look forward to it. But, yeah, it's an NBA night, and then the Arizona-UCLA. If I can find it. And I wonder who will have that. If it says Pac-12 Network, I'm going to be really, really, I mean, I'm not going to fly off the handle over it, but let's see what we got. Arizona. All right, let me get to call. Okay, Arizona, UCLA. I'm going to guess this is going to be Pac-12 Network only. Let's see. Or maybe Fox Sports 1. Let's see. ESPN. Wow. I eat some crow. Mick Cronin, UCLA Bruins that are in ruins, taking on the Cool Cats from Arizona tonight. ESPN, what a night. All right, Daniel Ogden, great job out of you, brother. I love you. Excellent job. You'll be back on a Friday into a Saturday morning, so we look forward to it. Bailey Peck's here on the weekend. Omar Vizquel tomorrow. We have all sorts of surprises up our sleeve. Thanks to Innovative Wellness at innovativewellness.center. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your night and your day on Sports Byline. Sports Overnight. Adios.